Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia, here each week to talk about the motley world of money and investing. On today's show, our signature game, What Did the Fed Chief Say? Fool Radio economics contributor Charlie Whelan shares his thoughts on the latest Greenspan musings, and we find out if you can understand them. And actor, economist, and Renaissance man Ben Stein will talk on this show later on about saving and retirement. But we begin this week by talking boating, bowling, and the business of Brunswick. Brunswick recently reported strong third-quarter earnings this week thanks to strength in its bowling, billiards, and boating business. Shares of Brunswick have doubled over the last 5 years but are down to the market over the past 12 months. We should add that Brunswick is one of the stocks covered in our Motley Fool Inside Value newsletter. George Buckley is the chairman and CEO of Brunswick. He joins us from Brunswick headquarters in Lake Forest, Illinois. George Buckley, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hello, David. How are you?
Very well, George. Thank you. Your company, Brunswick, has a number of different businesses. I highlighted them, a boating business, recreational equipment, bowling gear, bowling centers. We know your boating and marine engine business is your big moneymaker. George, give us a quick overview of Brunswick today.
Well, Brunswick has really five different divisions, five different operating units. The first is marine engines, characterized by the Mercury brand. The second is our boating business, recreational boating business, characterized by many brands, but preeminent amongst them are Boston Whaler, Hatteras, and Sea Ray, and Bayliner. Mm. And the third business would be our exercise and fitness business, which makes cardiovascular and weight equipment. They're characterized by the Life Fitness and Hammer Strength brands. And our bowling business, which is characterized by our Brunswick brand, and in that we make billiards tables as well as bowling equipment. And lastly, our newest division, which we call BNT, or Brunswick New Technologies, which makes navigation and radar equipment, and also navigation equipment for land-based systems, the kind of things that you have in your car where you can punch in the address.
When I think of the Brunswick name, I think of bowling balls from my youth, and certainly it's a very vital business even today. Or is it? Is bowling a dying sport, a growing sport? Where is bowling today in America?
Well, actually, bowling has changed a lot. You know, when I was a young man, bowling was very much a what we call open play. In other words, folks like you and me either going alone or with our families. And then it went through a period where it became much more dominated by league play, so people scheduling specific times to go and play in leagues. But what has happened in more recent times is the sport has evolved into more family play, where people bring along their children, or perhaps more to the point, where the children bring along the parents. And we've altered the environment dramatically to make them not only give the bowler more choices. So, for example, you can go and bowl, you can play another kind of games, you can play billiards, you can get a decent meal there. The newer centres have got absolutely magnificent environments. And so really what has happened is bowling has evolved to a much more family-oriented business over the years, and that's really where our growth has been. And bowling is undergoing some kind of a resurgence, so we're very pleased with the growth we're getting.
And looking over the stock over the last 12 months, down a little bit, but a Motley Fool viewpoint is usually a long-term viewpoint. Over the last 5 years, George, your stock's about doubled. The market is below where it was 5 years ago. Do you spend any time at all looking at the stock price?
Yes, I do. Of course, I try always to make sure that I keep my eye on the long term, because in the end, no CEO is master of every one of the ups and downs out there in the marketplace. And our job is to try to drive value in the long term. And long term doesn't mean in 20 years. It means in a few short years. So I try to ignore the distractions as best as I can and focus on the things that we can control.
As investors of the Motley Fool, we spend a lot of time trying to assess as best we can the character of the people managing the companies whose stocks we might buy. Now, that's not always an easy thing to do, and many of us as small investors feel very removed from the boardroom. George, you've spoken about the need for CEOs to have integrity. On this show, we've interviewed many CEOs over the years. Some have later even been accused of some pretty serious ethical, perhaps legal failings. Enron CEO Ken Lay comes to mind. How can investors measure whether a CEO has integrity or not?
Well, I think one of the things that investors do, and even one of the things that CEOs do, is you learn to become a good judge of character over time. And in the end, the best assessment that people can make is of, shall I call it, the heart condition of people, the inner goodness of managers. I think that these sorts of value systems that people have were developed early in life, and I think the good investors can see through the marketing clutter, the quick phrases. I think they can see whether people are what they say they are. And in the end, we should judge people whether people do what they say. We should judge them by their actions, not by their words.
Hmm. You said that courage is an important characteristic to have, and that, quote, courage doesn't mean you don't have fear. Courage means doing what's right, even though you're scared, end quote.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I think actually of all of the qualities of leadership, and you know, that we could list 7 or 8 qualities of leadership, I actually think courage is the highest among them, because you know, we're always faced by risk and by uncertainty, and you can't always forecast everything. I sometimes joke about that line that forecasting is very difficult, especially when it concerns the future. So you can't always forecast everything in business, and so courage is necessary for a person to get off the dime and make the right kind of decision, a courageous decision, in order to make a company grow and improve on where it is today.
You've been CEO of Brunswick, a Fortune 500 company now, for 5 years. When have you had to use courage?
Well, I think one of the early times that I had to use courage was as in making decisions about what we would keep in our portfolio and what we would take out. And sometimes you're not always benefited by the ability to spend a long time analyzing those things. And so you have to make, in some cases, relatively quick decisions, and that calls for a bit of a strong stomach from time to time.
Discerning Motley Fool listeners will by now have detected that you don't sound like you're from Lake Forest, Illinois. We know you're from Sheffield, England. George, what did you do? What did you want to do when you were a kid?
I always wanted to be an engineer. And like all of us, you know, those ideas get planted in our minds by other people. My grandmother, I can remember being 3 years old, introducing me to one of her neighbors, and this neighbor asking me, so what are you going to be, George, when you grow up? My grandmother said, he's going to be an electrical engineer. Mm. And I am.
And a little bit more besides. George Buckley, in addition to being CEO of the company and being an engineer, is, I assume, a boat fan. What type of boat are you driving?
Well, I've been using different kinds of boats over the years, but lately I've been driving a Hatteras, which we keep down in the harbor here in Chicago, in Burnham Harbor.
Do you ever read any books? And if so, what was the last book you read?
Well, the book I'm currently reading is A History of King George V. I'm also reading The Life of Samuel Pepys. I'm a great student of history, and one of the things, whether it's the history of art, the history of music, history generally. I just finished, just last week, a new book on the life of the Duke of Wellington.
Hmm. Now, on the Motley Fool Radio Show, we are, of course, huge fans of CEOs reading and gaining from literature, and you are obviously a very literate CEO. Why do you block the time out of what has to be a busy schedule, George Buckley, in order to read, let's say, Samuel Pepys' diaries or his history?
Well, I think that, you know, we all have this core in our makeup. In my case, I'm an engineer, but I have an abiding curiosity in so many different subjects. History is not the only one, but history perhaps is the strongest thread. And I think it produces a rounding in people. I think an awareness of what has gone before us that we can learn from, so we, as best we can, not repeat some of the mistakes. I think the broadening of ideas and learning about how other people think about issues and problems is very beneficial, frankly speaking, for anybody, not just CEOs.
Mm, very well put. George Buckley, what's one thing you know about the business world now that you wish you knew when you first started?
That's a very interesting question. I think perhaps one of the wisest things that I ever learned from a former boss of mine is never become enamored with the deal. That you will never negotiate the best deal in your life until you're indifferent to the outcome. You have to be disinterested and aloof and evaluate these things unemotionally, but yet at the same time without losing the soul of the issue and without losing your passion.
We'll close with our game, Buy, Sell, or Hold. I'll be asking you about things, not stocks here, George, but things happening in the business world or our world at large, and ask you, if they were stocks, would you be buying, selling, or holding, and a sentence or two as to why. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's start off with, well, you're from Britain, he's from Britain. Buy, sell, or hold Mick Jagger if he were a stock?
Sell.
Why?
I realize that when I listen to Mick Jagger singing, I realize that there's a future for me in music.
Buy, sell, or hold the old adage that the two happiest days in your life are the day you buy a boat and the day you sell it.
I think I would say reject, because the great thing about boating, David, is that unlike many of the other pastimes that you can take on, whether that's golf or fishing or other things that you might be interested in, the wonderful thing about boating is you can do it with your family. So what better thing for any person to do, male or female, than to spend time with their family?
Let me close with one that my producer came up with. I don't even quite know what this phrase means. George Buckley, buy, sell, or hold disco bowling.
I think buy. Again, I would say that because it's a manifestation of the same kind of thing that we've been trying to do, create an environment that kids like, that kids find exciting. So I think that has a future.
Many of us know the name Brunswick over the years for many of its different products, but George Buckley is the one who's charged with overseeing all of them. He is the chairman and CEO of Brunswick. And George, thank you very much for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
You're entirely welcome, David. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
I like to go bowling with my friend Bert, my bowling ball and my bowling shirt. I like to roll the ball down the lane. On a good day, I'll throw a few strikes and maybe some spares. That's what I like. Bowling is my kind of game. I aim for the one pin, two pin, three pin, four, five pins down the lane. With a boom and a bang, they hit the floor and I throw the ball.